Om Shanti. We understand you've been listening since morning, and hum sabhi all over India is sundar sthan par aaye hain apna bhagya banane ke liye. Subah shuru hui ye janne ke liye ki main kaun, main kiski santan hoon. आप देखिए इंसान की ये जो जर्नी है, कितने सालों से हम जी रहे थे, कार्य कर रहे थे, लेकिन इस जिंदगी की भाग दौड़ में हमारी स्थिति कुछ ऐसी हो गई जैसे कि एक गाड़ी बिना पेट्रोल के भाग रही है, और भागते भागते इतना थक गए कि यही भूल गए कि मैं हूं कौन. और उस जर्नी को समझने के लिए, रिजुविनेट होने के लिए आज हम आए हैं अपने पिता के घर, उस परमात्मा के घर, जहां पे फिर से हमारे अंदर वो ज्ञान रूपी पेट्रोल डाला जा रहा है, जिससे कि न केवल मैं खुद चार्ज हो जाऊं अपितु औरों को भी चार्ज कर सकूं. वो पेट्रोल कैसे अपने अंदर मैं डाल करके स्मार्ट बन सकता हूं, वो कला हमें यहां सिखाई जा रही है. अभी आपने भाई साहब को सुना, जिनके लिए ये दिल बार बार गाता है कि जिसकी रचना इतनी सुंदर, वो स्वयं परमात्मा कितना सुंदर होगा. ये वो महान हस्तियां हैं जिन्होंने परमात्मा के कथन को अपने जीवन में एज इट इज उतारा है. और ये हमारी एक छोटी सी प्रयास है कि जो हम लोगों ने अपने जीवन में पाया है वो हम आप सबके साथ शेयर करें. तो आइए इस जर्नी को आगे बढ़ाते हैं. हमारे समक्ष हैं डॉक्टर गिरीश पटेल. डॉक्टर गिरीश पटेल रिक्वायर्स नो इंट्रोडक्शन, बट नेवरदलेस अ नोटेड साइकोथेरेपिस्ट एंड अ वर्ल्ड रेनाउंड ट्रेनर फ्रॉम मुंबई. ही इज द ऑर्गेनाइजिंग सेक्रेटरी ऑफ मेडिकल विंग, Raj Yoga Education and Research Foundation, President, Total Health Promotion Network. He has delivered more than 6,500 lectures in approximately 40 countries across the world. He has visited various universities, medical colleges, multinational organizations, and delivered umpteen amount of lectures. He has authored approximately 8 to 10 books. Recipient of Rotary Service Award and International Award of Excellence in Psychotherapy. I would now like to call upon Girish Bhai on stage. And before that, I'll request our BK sisters to welcome our loved Girish Bhai. A big hand of applause for Girish Bhai.
Om Shanti. Still 70% is not saying Om Shanti. You know what they are, those who are not responding, what they are doing? What they are doing, those who are not responded? Watching TV. So stop watching TV. Everybody is listening? Not listening. Listening? Not listening. I am not speaking also, so how we can listen? When while speaking, I am thinking of something else. Even while listening, you are thinking about something else. even you are not watching properly. Should I prove it? That you are not even watching properly. Now keep your hand like this. Everybody please do it. Yeah. If I clap, you will clap. If I don't clap, you will not clap. Watch me properly. Okay? Once is okay, second time also. Okay. One more chance? Sure, huh? Watch properly. Huh? So convinced that we are not even watching properly. You need to even listen. Don't only listen, as I have said, give response. Clapping, laughing is definitely good. Most important, now most of you must have picked up, that we should also go in silence. Feel these points. Even if you become emotional when I present this various aspect, it's the best thing. We need to rejuvenate medical minds. Actually, mind which kills can heal many diseases. It's definite. Do you agree? Mind kills? Yes or no? The same mind can heal. And actual mechanism is much more deeper. Even without any nervous or a chemical connection, mind can heal every cell of your body. And every cell has its own power, is conscious by itself. Whatever changes you desire at cellular level, just a proper thought added with power, emotions, that change can indeed take place. Mind is a cause of bondage. Mind is a cause of suffering. Same mind, if we can use in a right way, can become a cause of liberation as well. And that's what I would like to share with you today. Empires of future are empires of mind. Even from management perspective, what we need is inside-out approach. Once there was a dialogue between a hammer and a key. Hammer said, I am so strong, I give powerful strokes, still lock doesn't open. Key, you are so small, still how come you are able to open the lock? Key gave inspiring reply. Hammer, you are trying from outside. And that's why lock doesn't open. What I do? I go inside and give a right turn. So lock opens. So mine is inside out approach. So in life also, not to rejuvenate our minds, we need inside out approach. Even whole, the way in which we think about medical profession. Like, as soon as I speak to medical students also, as soon as they get admission, their objective is, when I will start earning, how much my parents are spending. If you have chosen medical profession for money, you made a big mistake. I will share with you, our gains are different. Most of us use hardly 2 to 3% of actual mind power. Even Einstein had used only 16% of his brain power. How much we must be using? Once I was sharing this with college students. One student sitting in front only started laughing loudly. I thought it's not so much humorous. No, why he is laughing? So I asked him, what's the matter? Why you are laughing? He said, nothing, uncle. Again I repeated that, why you are laughing so much? When I repeatedly asked, he said, "Uncle, I was thinking, if Einstein had used 60% of his brain power, how much our syllabus would have increased?" Point is, let's not increase. From 5%, if we can go to 16%, also great thing can happen. No, we are all bosses. And this boss is, what is boss? Say. Bolo, to neend aayegi. Padho, jor se. Burnout stress syndrome. No, we are burning candle at both the ends. And that's why so many problems are there. In fact, to manage difficult situations. I don't like the word stress. We should say challenging situations, difficult situations. There can be two approach. If you take it as a threat, then you can't cope it properly. And cortisol is released, which is a harmful hormone. When you take same situation as a challenge, adaptation and growth takes place, cortisolamines are released, but cortisol is not released. And to take any situation as a challenge, remember these three words. If you have something, write it down also. These three words are face it, fight it, and finish it. What? Yeah, keep your hand like this. Everybody please do it. Everyone please do it. Then only you will benefit. Now repeat after me. Face it. What is that? 10% only saying. Unless 100% says, I am not going to progress. Okay. Face it. Fight it. Finish it. Yes. So no, whenever challenging situations are there, another very good thing is face it, fight it, finish it. Yes. And your energy level will increase. No, you can rejuvenate yourself. To take your situation as a challenge, remember some slogans. It is a powerful slogan. Everybody will repeat with me. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Fek do hamari zindagi ko aag mein. Aag ko bhi badal denge hum baag mein. विजयी होंगे हर मार्ग पर कि आने दो मौत को भी सामने. Keep such slogans ready. And whenever you have a challenging situation, repeat them. And you will feel from within your power would definitely increase. There is a great difference between, I failed 4 times and I am a failure. How many times you have failed is not important. Where you are today is most important. I share this with most of my patients. Why there is a depression, anxiety, obsessions and all this problem? Because we are living in past. For hours they tell us problems of their past. I just tell them this one statement. Maybe you have lost some battles of your life, but today you have won the war. When objectively see their situation, everything is fine. Only they are remembering past and feeling depressed. Tell same fact to yourself. And self-esteem is most important. Self-esteem is a cornerstone of self-progress. World takes you by your own estimate. If I think I am bald, I am not good, nobody will listen to me. But there is some self-esteem. So across the world, wherever I have went, people listen to me. Your height, skin color, nothing matters. How you think about yourself from within is most important. Keep your hand like this. Everyone please do it. Take it up. Take it behind. Put it on your back. Lift it. Again do it. Do it 5 times. What you are doing? So psychotherapist advice. as soon as you wake up in the morning with both the hands pat your back, that I am a good doctor. No, when you think you are good, you will become still better. This is a powerful law of consciousness. Remember, you cannot go against something. You can go towards something. You cannot go against stress. You can go towards relaxation. You cannot go against anxiety. You can go towards peace. You cannot go against fear. You can go towards boldness. You cannot go against inferiority complex. You can go towards self-esteem. You cannot go against failure. You can go towards success. You cannot go against disease. You can go towards health. You cannot go against hatred. You can go towards love. You cannot go against jealousy. You can go towards good wishes. You cannot go against competition. You can go towards cooperation. Got it? So now, whenever those negative thoughts of hatred, inferiority complex, disease, failure comes, immediately replace it with positive. That this is what I can achieve. Thought is a great thing, but for whom? Who can care about it? No, thought you have to nurture like your children. No, mothers have very much experience. No, till 2 years, no, how much care? No, sometime maybe in 18 hours you are after the kid. Similarly, a one thought, if you can nurture, it can achieve great thing. If I give you one apple and tell you how many seeds are there in that apple, can you count it? You can. If you cut the apple, you can count how many seeds are there. But can you count how many apples are there in one seed? Out of one apple, how many seeds would grow? No one knows. So that one thought is a seed. No, take care of that one thought. Now also you must be getting so many positive thoughts. Take care of those positive thoughts. Remember, success is a birthright of every noble thought. Now, since morning you must have got so many noble thoughts. In fact, nurture them, take care of them, and great success can be achieved. Now, another powerful thing. No? What you feel, or what we feel, where we focus, all our powers flow. This power penetrates subatomic particles and influences people to achieve our goals. So, once you have a thought, then focus. Feel those thoughts. It is said that if you concentrate on a thought for 17 seconds, it becomes a reality. How much? Bolo, bolo, so jayenge nahi to. 17 minutes nahi. No, but that 17 second also is important. You may ask, doctor, concentration is a problem. I give many lectures on concentration, but I found only 2 things works. Remember, everything that you need lies within yourself. You don't need to search anywhere else. Just look within and you will get everything. And second thing, everything that you desire, the best source, a permanent source, is Almighty. So depend on Almighty rather than depending on others. No, He can give you that energy, can give you that intuition, creativity to ultimately gain everything that you desire. If you can do these 2 things, your concentration will become wonderful. Think big when you are doing small things. No, even if you are doing very small thing, think in a big way. No, even if you are a general practitioner, think, I am sending good vibration across the world. No? I want to help, you know, everybody in my city. So those big thoughts ultimately can become a reality. You know, Mother Teresa was not even a nurse. No, if she could do it, you can do better than her. Only what you need is that thought, noble thought, feeling, focusing on that thought and so on. And this can happen with awareness. Awareness is, you know, to be in touch with feelings while doing action. Yesterday also many were absent. It's a wonderful thing, I'm repeating. Before thought comes, there is some sensation. Like before vomiting, you have a nausea. So, awareness is to catch hold of that sensation before it gets converted into thought. And then it's very easy to even change that thought, focus on that thought, even understand yourself deeply and so on. It's a powerful technique. Sister, can you come here quickly? Or somebody here, come. Jaldi aja, fata fata. It's a powerful technique. No? Because of theory you are going to forget. No? Whatever we do practically, probably you will remember. No? I call this a Baba technique. You know little English?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Now, no, in this technique, what you are going to make statement. That he is doing video recording. She is wearing a spec. There is a watch. No, like that. You will make full statement. And if I say Baba, you have to stop there and there itself. You cannot continue that statement. You can say another statement. New statement you can, but that statement is finished there and there. Okay? Samajh gaye?
Yeah.
Okay. Start. Baba. 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 What happened? Yeah, we have less time. Have you seen what happened? No, his thoughts has reduced. No, if this law was not there to cut his thought, he would have made 15 statements. No, even thinking has also reduced. Even though new thoughts were not coming, he was looking at me. Many times he has seen, no person even leaves this game. He says, no, I don't want to play, you are cutting my thoughts. No? So the same way, it's a powerful technique. Like, no, whenever undesirable thought comes, no, why we need to rejuvenate our mind? Because we are discharged. And to charge ourselves, we have to cut those negative thoughts. No, whenever any negative thought comes, immediately say, Baba. If you keep practicing, what will happen? Now I will tell you. Suppose now a thought might be coming that I have a patient and know how must be his condition. So now you might be thinking that patient, whether he has developed complication, what will happen, he might go to somebody else. But if you immediately say Baba, thought might come, patient might have developed complication, Baba. Then patient might, Baba. Then patient, Baba. Then even before that, I have really practiced one day, seriously I thought, let me practice this. I did it for 3-4 hours and Baba, Baba, Baba. No? Thoughts were stopped there and there itself. It's a wonderful technique which has multiple benefits. Like, wandering of mind would reduce. Your attention will increase. And powerful thing is gap between the thoughts. Actually, the real power is not there in thoughts. The wonderful power is there in the gap between the thoughts. But unfortunately, we don't give gap. At a time, we are thinking of 2-3 issues. So with this technique, you will be able to give a gap and that will bring tremendous power. Now, we have to have the right type of emotions. Emotion is derived from immover, which means energy in motion. Female doctors, close your ears. Karo, karo, sab karo, main bolta hu, aise hi karo. Male doctors, listen to me. In London, one lady had developed paralytic attack. She was admitted in a big hospital. Even after 3 months, her condition was not improving. Consultant said, "We are not sure, any day she might die." Her friend came to see her. So in a conversation, she said, "I am 100% sure, there is no doubt about it, that my husband loves me. But he has never said so." That friend went and told her husband as well. He became so emotional, whole night he couldn't sleep. He thought that love her so much that probably I won't be able to live without her. But it is my shyness, it's my hesitation that I have never expressed this. Whole night he couldn't sleep. Next day when he went to hospital, he had tears in his eyes. And emotionally he said that what you told your friend is 100% true. It's my mistake. No, emotionally he told her such few things. Believe me, within 5 minutes her condition started improving. Within 5 hours she was 25% better. Within 24 hours she was discharged from the hospital. Behne kya soch rahi hai pata hai? I would have invited my husband also. And next time definitely you can bring him as well. And now you are sure? No, one thing I wanted to clarify. What is clarified? Something is clarified. Some misconcept is clarified. In Brahma Kumari they don't make brother and sister. Okay? Yes or no? Not saying it means yes. Still you have a doubt. Okay. True. Yeah, what they are teaching is positive aspects. Actually, emotions not managed properly becomes commotion. And emotions, when you manage properly, they become devotion. So, no, emotional management is very important. The whole concept of EQ is very important. Now, IQ is only tip of the iceberg. The huge thing is EQ. And we have to increase our EQ. Time magazine had a whole issue. To an extent it is true. When we were doing medical studies, those first class students, many of them are doing small jobs in a government hospitals. Those middle class students, they have started big nursing home and earning millions of rupees. And those third class students, they become politician and rule the nation. Nahi samjha? Why not laughing? Finance minister has not put tax on laughing. One day service tax will come. How many times you have laughed? So now it's free. The point is, you need something else, in fact. And those qualities, if you can manage your emotions properly, then only you can rejuvenate your mind. Very important thing, in fact. Perhaps most important for medical profession. Don't allow others' aura to affect you. Because when you come in contact with patients, patients have those negative aura because they are impatient, they are in pain. If your aura is weak, that aura would influence you and still you will drain down. If your aura is powerful, you will be able to influence them. And this is perhaps the single most reason why all of us should think about what I am sharing and also practice meditation. And to increase your aura, we need no right type of emotions. Medical profession is the best profession. Many probably won't agree, but I will give you reason. There are professions where there is a lot of respect but no money. There are professions where they earn lot of money but no respect. Teaching profession is wonderful. I respect my teachers like God. But they had no enough money even to survive. Whereas no industrialist might be earning lots of money, but people don't respect them. Whereas in our profession, we are earning enough money and at the same time, patient respect us. Now, all of us must have came across this, doctor, you are God to me. No, it is billions of rupees, in fact, when your patient tells you this. So, no, have that right type of emotions. Till you know, in my profession, I may be earning less than even general practitioners. But there is a lot of positive emotions. Recently, you know, one of my assistants said, doctor, after joining your clinic, I have stopped watching serials. Why? Because every patient is a serial. Such things are there everywhere, not only in psychotherapy. So have that right type of emotions and you will be able to improve your aura. So the first step to rejuvenate or have mind power is self-discipline. Start disciplining yourself in small ways. Like, you know, wake up, say, half an hour before your normal schedule. Eat 10% less than what you generally eat. No. Observe 1 hour of silence every day. You will find soon you will start doing difficult things. Ultimately, you will end up doing impossible. So, self-discipline is very important. Actually, discipline plus enthusiasm is miracle. Enthusiasm is a powerful thing. In 1987, Armenia had faced the worst kind of earthquake. Now, within few seconds, thousands of people died. Whole school building had collapsed. Over 800 children were buried alive. When one father got this news, he went running. When he went there, there was nothing. He asked, no, where was my son's classroom? Everybody said, no, no, don't try. It's not possible. Nobody can survive in such a catastrophe. He just, please tell me, where was his classroom? They said, here was his classroom. He went there and started removing the debris. 1 hour, 5 hour, 15 hours, 35 hours went by. People thought that he must have got crazy. So they called a psychiatrist. When psychiatrist was called, he was also trying to explain that, please don't try, otherwise you will be mentally be affected. He asked psychiatrist only this question, that, sir, can you spare some time in this endeavor? When this conversation was going on, sound came from below. Daddy, I am here. And not only that one child, another 8 children were found alive. The story, this was the enthusiasm of one person. The story further is more inspiring. Media personnel started, you know, asking that child that how you were feeling. He said, I was quite relaxed. I was 100% sure that my daddy is going to save me. Other children also said, yes, yes, what he is saying is right. He used to console us also, don't cry. Be sure, my daddy is going to save me. And why? He said, even when I was small, my daddy has told me that whatever you do, wherever you are, I am going to be with you, I will support you. So, no, tell this to your children, all the problem of parenting will be solved. In the whole of the conference, no, what we are sharing with you is attitudinal change. Actually, attitude is more important than past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than people's opinion. It make or break a company, a temple or a home. No, attitude is angle from which you are looking at any event. या हाउ मेनी कैन सी टू फेजेस, टू फेस कितनों को दिख रहा है, हाउ मेनी कैन सी अ वाज, हाउ मेनी कैन सी बोथ, लुक बोथ इज देयर, जस्ट लुक हियर एंड देयर. सो लाइकवाइज इन एवरी सिचुएशन देयर इज पॉजिटिव एज वेल एज नेगेटिव. इट्स ओनली नो एंगल फ्रॉम विच वी लुक इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. हाँ जी, कीप लुकिंग. लास्ट स्लाइड. वट इज हैपनिंग वेन यू चेंज द एंगल, ओल्ड लेडी बिकम्स यंग. सो मेल डॉक्टर्स लिसन, डोंट से वाइफ हैज बिकम ओल्ड. बहने ताली भी नहीं बजाती है. सो योर एटीट्यूड इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. ओके, माइंड इज रिज्यूविनेटेड. कैसा लगा? Just this was a tailor. You want to see the whole film? Soon we'll invite you definitely. No, I organize such no full day programs also at different places. If you are interested, no, outside you can give your names with this specific reference that you are interested in no this sort of programs, and we would also communicate to you. Good, sure, sure. Come here. Yeah. Business. Very good. Thank you. The point is, you need to do something further. Important thing, write down some points of every lecture and repeat them. Even share with others. Some of my books are also available outside. I would suggest two books. One is Science of Spirituality. From scientific aspect, no, spiritual things are discussed. Another very good book is Man Ki Baat. What I am sharing now, no, is there in Man Ki Baat. It's in Hindi. Man Ki Baat. Although no, I am a psychotherapist, but you would wonder, no, many wonder. No, my best book actually, no, which is in most demand, is Diabetes Niyantran Ki Nayi Vidhi. Even I was surprised. Only thing, because it is written in such a way, in such an inspiring way, with powerful examples and all. No, many people like to read that book. So, no, those books are available. Feel free to communicate to me also. Even if you need my address card, it is there outside. Or even otherwise, I am there in the conference. Feel free to discuss. Let me conclude with this couplet. समय नदी की धार जिसमें सब बह जाया करते हैं, समय बड़ा बलवान जिसमें पर्वत भी ढल जाया करते हैं. अक्सर लोग आया और जाया करते हैं, परंतु आप जैसे कुछ लोग इतिहास बनाया करते हैं. ओम शांति.